What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the clap. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot have a greatest movies all time list slash tournament slash podcast without talking about two of the greatest monster movies ever created. Jaws, Taken on Alien. What did you think?
First off, we will expand this later. This is a very interesting pair up.
Okay.
So I have obviously seen Jaws once or twice.
Okay.
Am I too loud?
No, you're good.
I have obviously seen Jaws once or twice. Fun fact, I actually thought I saw Alien until I watched Alien, and then I realized I've never seen Alien.
Okay.
So I obviously know the, know who Alien is. I think I saw Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, it's also, okay.
That's
okay.
How I got Alien in my head.
Mm-hmm. You also very possibly saw Aliens or like Alien Resurrection.
I don't think so. I think It was just Predators versus Alien because I don't remember anything like that. So let's go to Jaws.
Okay.
First. Yeah. All right. Now, I think we all know this movie is very boring because you don't see a shark for an hour and 21 minutes.
Seriously? And it's a longer movie. It's actually, you ever go in to watch a movie and you think there's no way this movie's going to be more than an hour and a half, and then you realize it's like 2 hours and like something? It's like,
man,
it's like 2:15 or something, isn't it? Or is it only two?
I have not a clue. It was too long.
Yeah.
But I understand for its time, it was a big thing. The movie is 124 minutes. So it's two hours and four minutes. So yeah, for a $9 million budget, It made $472.
Okay.
I mean, kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Checks out.
It was, I remember, okay, this is the movie that started it coined the term blockbuster. Because people literally lined up around the corner to watch this movie. Like, it was like,
oh, it's a blockbuster movie.
Yeah,
get it.
Like, this movie came out and Steven Spielberg, because that's who directed Jaws, became like the king of blockbusters. Because every movie he made was like lineups around the theater. Like,
okay. It was also the first movie to be released in more than 400 theaters in the United States.
No shit.
Yeah, it was the first movie to gross over $100 million at the box office. It was the highest grossing movie of all time until Star Wars was released 2 years later. And I believe that obviously means A New Hope.
And Alien was none of that.
Well, I'll be nice. All right. So, I mean, that's a pretty intense movie to
definitely
go up against.
100%.
Now, Alien is an $11 million. They only made one. Not only. They made $106 million.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about Alien, though. I remember saying this near the beginning that, like, I said I was doing this, and people were like, oh, the movie blah, blah, blah has to be on that list.
Yeah.
This is one of those movies.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, Alien has got to be on it. I know a girlfriend of mine, Die Hard. This is her fucking flick.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay.
And you like horror movies. You're a big horror movie fan.
I am.
So, okay. Yeah. I think Alien is more of a horror movie than Jaws is.
Definitely.
They're both big monster movies. Like there's one monster and they have to kill it.
Yeah.
And that's why like I kind of put these movies together. I like both these movies. I think Jaws is fantastic. It's a movie that I watched when I was super young, maybe even too young to watch it. So it's always been in my life. Do you know what I mean? Like it's always just been a part. Whereas Alien is a movie that I don't watch very often. I find myself watching other Alien movies more. It sounds weird. One of my first movie going experiences that I remember was the movie Alien Resurrection.
Okay.
Which was like the fourth Alien movie. Again, I was probably like 10.
Is it Alien, Aliens, Alien vs. Predator?
No, so it's Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, directed by David Fincher, and Alien Resurrection, who's directed by the guy who directed Amelie, actually. So,
We got a lot of people repeating over here.
Whereas Aliens is directed by James Cameron.
Shut up. Yeah. I didn't know that.
So that was like... That was so he did.
Was it successful?
Oh yeah, Aliens is often cited as one of the best sequels of all time. Aliens and Terminator 2, both by James Cameron.
I heard the Godfather Part 2.
I'm just saying, Aliens is really good because it's a completely different movie. So Alien is like a monster movie where it's like there's a bunch of people and they're trying to kill a monster. Aliens is. There's like a fucking shitload of monsters. There's like a bunch of them. And they send in a team of mercenaries to kill them all. So it's an action movie. It's not like a horror movie.
Well, it definitely made more money.
Oh my God. Yeah. So a lot of people say it's like House of a Thousand Corpses and The Devil's Rejects. Do you see what I'm saying?
Got it.
Whereas like House of a Thousand Corpses is a horror movie. Devil's Rejects is like a weird Western, kind of slasher, but not really.
They're kind of tied in, yeah. But I mean, they have the idea, but they're not the same movie.
Exactly. That's Alien and Aliens. And then Alien 3 was kind of more like Alien was. And then Alien Resurrection was kind of more like Aliens was. You see what I'm saying? Like,
oh my God.
It's like, so the first Alien movie I ever saw was Alien Resurrection. And so I have a weird, love for that movie.
Okay.
Because it was the first one I ever saw. And then I saw Aliens, because my dad is super into Aliens, which is why he brought me to Alien Resurrection when I was too young.
when I was too young.
Yeah. So I didn't see Alien until way after.
Okay.
I already knew the mythology. I already kind of knew what was going to happen because of the sequels.
Other movies.
So... I almost wish I saw Alien first, I don't know. It's a weird thing where you can't, when you see sequels and you can't ever unsee them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I love Alien. It's still fucking awesome.
I think Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Agreed. Watching the first episode and watching all of them to find out who Darth Vader is.
Yeah.
That would have been what?
I got a buddy who was, he was a kid when that movie came out and he said, he remembers going to school the next day and people who saw it were like, did you fucking see it? And then it was like, don't ruin it for anybody. You know what I mean? And then your friends are going to see it tomorrow. So then as soon as your friends see you fucking call them, what'd you think of that fucking twist? You know what I mean?
At least they don't spoil it. Cause now right. People will just.
Right. It's true. That's the thing, right? So fucking that Spiral movie came out, that new Saw movie. Were we talking about this the other day?
Yeah, I never see it.
Okay, so
it came out already?
Yeah, so it's in theaters, but it's only in theaters. So
Right now?
Yeah.
So how am I gonna go see it?
Exactly. So we can't go see it because we're on fucking lockdown, but the States is open and
so we're all like la 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 closing our ears.
That's it. I'm on fucking movie sites and it's like the ending of Spiral, and I'm like, oh fuck, I don't have the opportunity to see this movie. I just wanna watch it. Shut up. So one thing that's cool about the Spiral movie is it's written by Chris Rock, and it stars Chris Rock. Right? Strange.
The zebra from Madagascar.
That's yes. It's funny because you in a separate episode you said Chris Tucker was the zebra.
It is Chris Rock. It's Chris Rock.
You're right. That's who's the zebra. Oh my
God, Chris Tucker is not fucking. Chris Tucker is Jackie Chan. Isn't that the movie?
Oh, Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. Yes, that's Chris Tucker?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, Chris Rock. I'm trying to picture Chris Rock in my head. I know his voice.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. He plays the director. Or Dogma. He plays like the guy who falls out of the sky.
I don't remember
Dogma. Okay, remember that Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, the director? They go to the set to stop the movie? And then there's...
Yeah, the comic.
And there's the director, whose name's Chaka Luther King. And he's like... he's like fucking... And then Jamie Kennedy walks up. He's like, here's your coffee, sir. And he's like, you fucking spitting it? No, sir. Fucking take a sip of it. Taste it. Taste that booger flavor. I know you fucking
spit it. I know that, yes. I know.
Spit free, dude. It's all good.
Yeah, it is Chris Rock. Scratch the one episode. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not Chris Tucker. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And I even read Wikipedia, saw his name, and convinced myself they were the same person. They're not. I know who they are.
Either way. So Chris Rock, yeah, is the star of... It's Chris Rock and Sam Jackson are the stars of the new Saw movie. Yeah, weird, right? Right? And it's directed
by... How is Sam Jackson still filming? He needs to, like, go peacefully.
He's fucking awesome.
He needs to peacefully just...
He's in another one of those Hitman's Bodyguard movies, too.
Of course he is.
Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It wasn't bad.
But I know the... Who is the guy?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. I got it. Oh, I thought it was... Yeah, it is Ryan. I thought it was Ryan Gosling. It is Ryan Reynolds. I'm getting all these actors mixed up. They're both Canadian. I mean, they're the same guy. Okay, relax. Ryan Gosling.
I don't remember what we were talking about before this. Anyway, so Alien.
They're both filming in Spiral. And it's only in theaters.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking about Star Wars. We fucking trailed off. We trailed off a little bit. Anyway, so going back to Jaws versus Alien.
Yes.
No, they're both really good movies. Jaws. So Jaws is a movie that I've always seen. I don't know, like... It's always kind of been a part of my repertoire, like my movie collection. Whereas like Alien, it's, I don't know. I like watching Alien because I don't watch it very often. You see what I'm saying? Okay. And here's the thing. So they both have a lot of sequels. Alien has like probably 3-5 sequels. And so does Jaws. Jaws has at least 4 of them.
Why?
At least.
About what?
And they're awful. Okay. So Jaws 2.
Oh my God.
It's a different shark. And then Jaws 3. I feel like it takes place in an aquarium of some sort.
Oh,
and then there's,
my God.
But then, no, yeah, that's what Jaws.
Oh,
4,
no.
The shark is killing the Brody family for revenge. So the shark
it's
is
a revenge shark.
It's called Jaws 4, The Revenge. I swear to God. it's a revenge shark. And he's like tracking down the family members of this guy.
Okay, hold on. Okay, pause. Okay, are these real movies or are they now like joking?
No, they're 100% serious. They think they're like on par with Jaws.
They're on par. There is a writer going, fuck yeah. This is the fucking
He's
one.
Like, fucking,
this is the one.
Oh yeah, he hunts down the sun like.
Oh my God. You all thought number one was the best, just so you fucking wait. Click, 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 click. Fuck off.
Fucking
that's not real.
Ghost shark.
Oh my God. It's like the Sharknado.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so ridiculous.
That's Jaws 15, Sharknado. No.
Are you that serious?
I'm serious. I'm
okay,
actually serious.
That sucks.
Yeah, they're all.
That's so stupid. The revenge shark. Okay,
but here's
Alien.
The thing. But where the Alien movies are all pretty good, if you ask me. Like, even Alien vs. Predator is pretty good. And then you get, like, into other ones, you're like, okay. But, like...
How did Alien vs. Predator, are they in the same world? How did they collide?
Okay. So, it's... All right. In Predator 2, okay?
Okay.
Danny Glover is, like, the main character of Predator 2. He goes on to the Predator ship.
Okay.
And on the Predator ship, there's like a wall of trophies. So in Predator 1, and maybe in Predator 2 as well, I feel like he does it as well. He like rips the skull off of somebody.
Jesus.
He cuts the skull out of somebody. Either way.
Up a person?
Yeah. And then he like cleans it.
Okay.
And it's like a trophy. So he like puts
it's pretty
it.
Pretty gross.
Right? He's like, this is... But anyway, so... Danny Glover goes on the ship.
He's the shark. He's the revenge
shark. It's a ghost shark right there. He like finds a wall of skulls, but they're not all human. And one of them is the alien head.
Oh.
So.
The adult or like the little baby in the mouth?
Oh, like the adult. So like the long head, right? So
that's a big ass fucking
cliff. Yeah, and it's like the big, it's like, so all the other skulls are kind of around that one, right?
Oh, that makes more sense.
And it's, I personally think that it was just a fun little like, hey, why don't we just throw this in here? It's like fucking E.T. in Star Wars Episode 1. Do you know what I mean? They're like, oh, hey, there's fucking E.T.
Well, I think it was the, who came out first? E.T. came out first?
No, definitely. Yeah, so E.T. came out first. So it's like, oh, hey, E.T.'s in that world. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I love that. But that doesn't make sense because in the, that always got me for a second. How did they know each other in E.T.?
Oh, I don't know. What do you mean?
Because that's like the joke where it's like, oh, E.T. saw Yoda and he's like, oh, I know you, and tried to go with Yoda. But well, Star Wars wasn't done yet.
There are, yeah, it was.
You just said E.T. was first.
Okay. Star Wars was first, but Star Wars Episode 1 came out after E.T. Sorry.
Oh, it was Episode 1. I thought it was Episode 4, no. Or Episode 4, where you saw the ETs in the pods.
No,
but that was episode one. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. So it's like that, right? I think they just did it as like a fun, like, hey, look, it's the same universe. Because it doesn't actually make sense.
But it's not the same director or anything.
No. Definitely not. So, when they do, so like, because it doesn't make any sense because Alien takes place so far into the future. You know what I mean?
Because something about 2039.
Yeah.
I saw that.
So, and then, because I know Alien 3 takes place on a planet. I want to say Alien 2, Aliens does as well. But anyway.
Yeah, because the ship says something about 2039 because I was thinking, oh, it's coming up soon.
Yeah. Yeah, really though. Yeah. When they did Alien versus Predator, it was always just like a fun thing, right? And then they did comic books before the movie. So it was like, oh, what if they did like collide? And then so when they finally, I think Freddy versus Jason came out first. And then they were just like, hey, Freddy versus Jason works. Why don't we make Alien versus Predator kind of thing? So
yeah, but Freddy versus Jason, that was a fucking good ass movie.
I like that movie.
I loved that movie. Where it's like the worst nightmare. It's like you can't sleep and you can't stay awake.
Yeah.
You're in this weird like, I'm just going to sit in this corner and not go to bed and pray because either way I go, I'm going to die.
It's true. Yeah, actually, here's the thing. I actually kind of like Freddy vs. Jason. But here's the thing. I saw it when I was fucking like 15 years old.
I should watch it again.
I actually have a funny story. Me and two friends were going to see that movie, but we were 15 years old and it was an 18A movie.
Oh.
So we got my buddy's mom to buy the tickets. Okay. So we were going to like, okay, yeah, I've got the tickets. Cool. We got
our puppies. You thought you could just walk right in.
Right. And we were walking in and the guy's like, hey, can I see some ID please? Okay. So rewind a little bit. We thought this might happen. So me and my buddies were like,
oh, the wallet's in the car.
If he asks, we don't have our IDs on us. How old are we? We're 19 years old. You can't be 18. That's just too
coincidental. Oh, you're like McLovin. Yeah. You're 22 because everyone's 21. Yeah.
So we're like, yeah, just say you're 18. So we walk up and the guy's like, can I see some IDs? And I was into like, we don't have ID. And he's like, how old are you? And then it didn't even leave his mouth. He's like, how old are you? And I was like, 15 years old. And it was just like, and my friends were just like, oh my God.
Steven.
But the guy was really cool. He was like, all right, like come to the side. And every person that walked in that was seeing Freddy versus Jason, he was like, hey, these three kids really want to see this movie, but they can't walk in without an adult. Do you mind just walking in with them?
That guy should have been fine.
Right? He's a cool guy. He's probably like in his 20s.
It would be easier just to let you three in for fuck's sakes than involve other people. I
respect the fact that he's just like
trying to do it legally.
Yeah, like, no, let's do it legally.
Technically, you can't fire me because it's legal.
Hey, I mean, they got the tickets themselves. I don't know how they got the tickets.
Hey, like, I would just have you little sign, like a little cardboard sign that says, bring me in. I have the ticket.
Yeah.
Just bring me in.
If I thought about it, I would have bought their tickets too. Like, we were 15. I didn't even have the money to do that. But
yeah, how did you get the money in the beginning? Yeah. That's funny. Okay.
Mom probably gave it to me. But either way. So.
Yeah. Alien vs. Predator is in
so, the same world. So yeah. So I saw Freddy vs. Jason when I was at the right age. I think Alien vs. Predator came out. I don't know. I had already seen Alien at that point. So they were fucking good movies. But anyway, let's fucking rank this shit. What do you think?
Yeah. So, given the, okay, yeah. So given the fact that Jaws is 9 million and Alien is 11, let's do production.
Alien wins for sure.
You're insane.
What are you talking about?
Alien was on a ship. Jaws. Oh, it looks so good. Boat. Though.
That's true.
The animatronic, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, the shark itself is, like, worth it. While Alien was a 6'10" man in a suit.
Really?
Yeah.
He was scary, though.
So was a shark. That, by the way, I should say this. He weighed more than a ton, and he was 21 feet long.
Oh, my God. Even a fake shark would scare the shit out of me. You know what? Okay. I'm of the opinion that Alien's production design is better. But I do agree that the boat, like, slowly sinking at the very end is really fucking cool.
The shark is fucking intense.
It's pretty intense. That scene when he's like, which, and this isn't really a spoiler because it's fucking one of the biggest lines in movie history, when he's throwing, like, the meat into the water.
Yeah.
And then the shark finally reveals itself after, like, an hour and a half. And he's just like, I'm like, what'd you say? He's like, we're going to need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat. This boat is so, like, not okay.
Every time I hear that line, I think of, there's this commercial. I couldn't even tell what the fucking commercial was for, actually. But it was like a Thanksgiving dinner. Like, so it was like a normal Thanksgiving dinner. So, like, because it's Thanksgiving, there's like a whole shitload of people around.
Okay.
Like a whole extended family. And is a one continuous shot, and they were going through the entire house with, like, the family just scattered around this house.
Okay.
And every single line of dialogue was a famous movie line.
Oh, I love that.
So somebody was pouring gravy into, like, a gravy boat, and they say, like, we're going to need a bigger boat. Like, that's one of them. Aww. Do you know what I mean? And then, like, one is, like, a dad banging on the bathroom door, and he's like, Luke, I am your father! And then, like, you know what I mean? But there's, like, there's a shitload of them. Anyway, I always think of the, we're going to need a bigger boat. With the
a little gravy.
Yeah.
That's so cute, the gravy boat. That's cute.
Anyway.
So, you will give it to Joss.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give
you
it.
You can even just all put right. it on hold.
Originality is Alien.
Yeah, that's fine. I guess.
Okay.
And then writing. Oh, I guess Alien, technically. There's nothing really to write about in Jaws.
It's based off a book. Oh, I think Alien is a little more.
It's a little more.
Here's the thing. I like it to
detailed. Be. Detailed.
Yeah. It's a monster movie in space, and I dig it. I think it's cool.
Okay. So we'll give it that to Alien 2. And then acting, I give to Jaws.
Yeah. Okay, I give you that.
And then rewatchability against Jaws.
Really? Over Alien?
Yeah. I don't like Alien. It was too boring.
Really?
I just sat there the whole time, like, miserable. It was too slow. Yeah, it was just...
But you just said Jaws was really slow. You don't even see the shark for the first hour and a half.
Hour and 21 minutes.
Whatever. Hour 20.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're... When did I say Jaws is fantastic? Both okay.
I think Alien's great, though. I think the build-up is fantastic. And then, like, the buddy, like, the face-hugger, and then they realize that the blood is, like, acid.
Sure. I'll give it to you. I don't care.
No, it's cool, Jaws.
No, please.
We want Jaws, though, right?
Well, no, because then Alien wins.
Yeah, so it's either whoever wins this wins it.
So then let's give it to Alien if that's what you want. Oh, because I know I'm going to argue with you later and you're going to have to give it to me later. I don't really care about either one of these.
Okay.
So it's all, you're the movie person. It's up to you.
I think it's, okay, so I personally think that we're going to get a little bit of hate for not putting Jaws through. But fuck it, we're putting Alien through.
We're not here for friends.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I like Alien more personally. And it's just because yeah, like, I've just seen Jaws and a bunch of times, and it's just okay to... it's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
So here's my thing, is Alien throughout is an okay movie, but whenever the whole last scene with the shark in the boat, that is the only good part of the entire movie, and it's like 10 minutes. That's where I'm having a problem.
And here's the thing. You think it's 10 minutes, but it's a legit... Like, when they start firing the harpoon into the shark and they're pulling off the tanks...
Yeah.
That's like a solid half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. Like, to the end of the movie. Like, so there's a lot to that ending.
So that's the thing, though. You're talking about a movie that's an hour, or almost 2 hours, Alien is.
Yeah.
So it's 2 hours of story compared to half an hour of, yeah, that was a great ending, but the other hour and a half was pointless.
Well, yeah.
I get it. It was to build up, and I understand that. I can hear Charlie Sheen yelling at me from Two and a Half Men because he says that to Jake, and he's like, it's meant for build up. And Jake's like, it's boring. And then Charlie got mad.
Yeah. Like,
it's so true to me. I thought I was gonna sneeze. Is they're both cinematic, you know?
Yeah.
Movies and
masterpieces.
Masterpieces.
Sure. You're like, yeah, yeah, whatever.
Sure, why not? So was Blade Runner. Yeah. No, 2001: Space Odyssey is my worst now.
Really?
Yeah, I'd rather watch Blade Runner than that. But
it's a masterpiece.
Dude. Yeah, honestly, I'm either way. So
I'm going to let you pick. Go ahead.
Dude. I honestly don't want to rewatch Alien. And I've seen Jaws more than once. So I'll put through Jaws. You shouldn't have let me choose, because now you're upset.
No, it's cool. All right, fuck it. Jaws goes through.
You look a little miserable.
I really like Alien. It's a good movie. But I like Jaws as well, so...
Why didn't you just stick with what you said Alien?
Because I can't choose which one's better.
You said Alien.
Alien is a better movie to me.
Do you want to argue all the letters?
No. You know, I will give it to Jaws.
My problem is with Alien is she saw it on the ship and you can't even say that. So never mind.
Here's the thing.
I have a problem with Alien and I can't even talk about it right now.
Okay.
I guess we already spoiled Jaws.
No, we didn't spoil anything. We just said the harpoon and the sinking ship. Spoilers! No, the problem with... Okay. See, my thing with Alien is I can't tell if I like this movie a lot because I really like the sequels. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like the Star Wars thing where it's like Star Wars to me is just a big mishmash of everything Star Wars. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like Lord of the Rings. It's like, if you were to give me a scene from Lord of the Rings, be like, what movie does this take place in? I'd be like, I don't fucking know. Like, it's one of them.
That's my problem with Star Wars. And apparently with Back to the Future, because I thought them being in the Western time and the shoes wasn't the same movie, and it turns out they're both completely different movies than the movie that I was watching. So, yeah.
But that's it. So, like, so I will give it to Jaws, because I actually do think Jaws on its own is a better movie.
But you're basing Alien off of its counterparts.
Right.
You don't want to base Jaws off its counterparts?
No, because Jaws' counterparts suck. I know it has nothing to do with...
But now we're going all the way back to the Lion King argument.
No. See. Yeah. Well, okay. Example. In the first Alien movie, again, this isn't really a spoiler, but they encounter, like, the dude in the suit, like the pilot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not really explained. Until the movie Prometheus, which is like a prequel to Alien. And it's like, oh, it's explained. So watching Alien, I'm like, oh shit, that was explained in Prometheus. That's pretty cool. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I can't tell if I like this movie a lot because of the sequels.
Because you know
exactly
what happened and why it happened. Mm-hmm. Rather, I'm left in the dark because it never really explained.
Right, and so maybe it's not as good a movie as I think, as good a movie as I think it is. Maybe it's not as tight as I think it is. I think it's super tight, but I mean, maybe not. It's got some fucking awesome death scenes though. Like some of the my favorite monster movie death scenes are in Alien.
Okay.
But I'll, you know what? I think Jaws is a fucking solid movie. I'll give you Jaws.
Okay.
So Jaws.
Jaws goes on. Alien. Man, he tried to get you in.
Yeah, I'm flip floppy. Unfortunately, I think if I was really hard for Alien, I think I could have got it. But I'm like, I don't know. They're both really good though. Like,
I think this is probably one of the hardest ones to pair up.
Yeah.
And of course it's for you because they're both so good, and for me it's because they're both like, eh.
You're like, whatever. Yeah.
But this one was hard. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
We both gave it to each other to choose.
Fuck. Next is spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Does that sound cool?
No. Not really.
Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
Spoilers. All right. So, Jaws 1, okay.
Yeah.
First thing I gotta throw out there, because I love about Alien, the last 10 minutes of Alien is fucking intense to me.
So, this is where I have a problem, is with Jaws. I know we've had this problem before with other movies, where it's like, this is the big bad boss. He is a giant-ass shark, and the ending is fucking intense because it takes them, you said, a half an hour to fucking kill the shark.
Yeah.
But Alien, you built this whole thing, and then that scene is like 10 minutes.
And it's so weird because it's like it just decided to take a nap. And it's just like, I'm going to just chill in this corner here.
She like sprayed it, and then she like opened the door and burnt it outside. And then I was like, oh shit, it's coming back. And I was like, no, it's not. It's going in a jet. Cool. I'm like, that was it? I watched this whole fucking movie for that?
You know what's the worst thing too? I mean, kind of a spoiler for Aliens as well. That's how she kills the alien in the second one too.
You're fucking kidding
me. Yeah. But it's fucking intense. Where like she gets the suit on and she like slowly sits down. And she presses the button, and then there's that fucking spectacular shot of, like, it's, like, right up against the fucking glass, and you just see her, like, eye, like, slowly, and then the thing's right there, and you're like, oh, fuck. I love that. I think it's a really well-shot ending, because it's very, like, I have to be quiet. The thing doesn't know I'm here. For some fucking reason, the thing doesn't know I'm here yet.
Her and that fucking cat.
Yeah. Oh,
I have
God.
Two cats. And I don't even think I would have tried that hard.
It would take me 2 seconds to decide to leave that cat behind.
I will probably hurt someone really, really bad for hurting my cat. Mm-hmm. I would leave them. Because I know cats. And they go and hide. And if they're hiding, I had a cat hide in our apartment. Couldn't find her. I have a 3-bedroom apartment. Couldn't find her. A single floor. It's like, how? How is that possible? She's fat. She's a fat cat. And I couldn't find her. So it just shows you that there's a cat on a spaceship?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, buddy. You're done. No. And what's his name? John?
Jonesy.
Jonesy. So, yeah. So, this cat's hiding in this fucking spaceship. Fucking Jonesy. Like, I would have ditched. I
agree.
And then she put it, like, in a little bed.
I know. While we're on the subject of the cat, though, throwing it out there, and it was actually very funny, too. She fucking totally ditches that cat. She, like, goes out of her way to get the cat, put it in a box, and then she, like, carries it. And then all of a sudden, the alien shows up, and she's like, all right, Jonesy, it was nice knowing you.
This is it, man. Sorry, it's you or me.
And then she runs to the cat again, and she, like, saves it. But, like, still, it's like,
I can always go to Petland and find another one of you.
There's a split second where she's like, okay, I guess this isn't meant to be. While we're on the subject of the cat, the scene where Harry Dean Stanton dies is fantastically shot. When, like, he's, like, looking, I think he's looking for the cat, too. And then the thing, like, comes from the roof.
Yeah.
And then, like, it, like, starts getting him. But it's, like, all the shots are from the cat. Like, it's, like, looking at the cat and, like, the strobe. Like, I think it's so well filmed. Like,
yeah, this damn cat.
It's fucking
Well, I think that's why they were in the area. They were looking for the cat.
Yeah. Fucking cat.
Because I know what they're like. I know. Because I've lived with them for so many years. Mm. I know.
And it's fucking intense. The, like, first of all, okay, if you went onto that ship or whatever the fuck it is and you found all of those egg sacs, would you go near them?
No.
Fuck that, right?
Okay, so here's my thing. So who are these people to each other? Does it ever explain? How long have they been together?
I think they were on a mining ship, weren't they?
I don't know.
So I think they, like, are coming back from somewhere with, like, a shitload of mined material.
So I'm curious how long they've been together, because I 100% would have ditched them. When that one chick goes nuts, she's like, why don't we go in the escape pod? And the one chick is like, not enough room for four. I would literally think, well, there's one of me. Peace.
Oh, me too.
Ditched. Sorry. If you live, I would rather be a piece of shit than have my life threatened because there's too many people. And I had a great idea. She's going to fight it. Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
And that's the same girl, too, at the very end with the black guy, right? Who he's like, move out of the fucking way.
Right.
And she's like kind of cowering. It's like, oh, my God. It would take me 2 seconds to be like, sorry, girl, you're getting fucking roasted. Like,
it's so like people like that. The first thing I would have thought, and I understand you're on a mission, blah, blah, blah. Like, I understand that. But no, like my life and you said no, that's not an argument.
No, it's true.
And then I heard, I guess they filmed in the summertime, and I guess with the lighting, with all the crew and everything, they were passing out all the time because their suits were so hot.
Oh my God, I can only imagine. Like,
because I had heat stroke a few years ago working on the patio as a server, because there's no air conditioning because the garage doors are open.
Yeah.
So you're running for 8 hours. Yeah, I've had people puke on shift, and I'm like, have a smoke, come back. Can you come back? Do I got to take your tables? Don't make me take your tables. Yeah, it's crazy. So that's really shitty, eh?
Mm-hmm. No,
nothing you can do.
I hear you. That's crazy that they filmed it in the summer. I mean, I guess you film it any time. But I don't know.
All just depends on, like, are these actors anybody?
Yeah, I don't really
recognize any of them.
No, they're all pretty young. Like, John Hurt would be Dumbledore eventually, like in Harry Potter. That was the guy who played Kane, right?
With yeah.
Actually, that's a good question. I'm very curious. What did you think of Buddy being a robot? Did you see that coming?
No.
Okay.
No. I didn't really have any feelings.
Okay.
It was unexpected.
Yeah, see.
The inside of his brain was disgusting. It was like milk, caviar.
Yeah.
And like noodles and something.
I think it's cool looking. So I find it interesting. In every alien movie, there's a robot.
Why? And,
I don't know, because it's like,
I know he explains it, but I can't really understand him. It's like Bane for the first time.
Right?
I'm like,
when she's
what?
Like talking to him,
and he's like,
like,
I'm like, pardon? Subtitles? What?
Actually, that's a good question. I'm gonna Google that, actually. I'm very curious as to why.
Why what?
Why have robots in Alien?
Well, I remember seeing Batman with you, and you, like, pretty much told me what Bane was saying. Because the first time I saw it, I was like, what? What?
Okay. I don't know why you would have a robot on the ship, but he explains that the reason why he's there is because he is given a separate job. Like, he...
Okay.
So his whole thing
mission.
Is... Yeah, his whole mission is to find the alien life form and bring it back. Like,
why would he do that?
Because that's what the government wants.
Yeah, well, good job. You just killed all these people.
And that's the problem, right? So, like, when Kane shows up and he's got the alien on his face, they try to, like, keep him out. But Ash is the one that's like, no, 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 bring him on. Because he knows that he's infected. He's, like, got the egg inside of him. So he wants the egg, right? And then they even Ripley, she's like going through the computer and they say, alien life form is all we care about now. I don't remember the exact wording, but it's like crew expendable. So they're like, we don't give a fuck who dies. Like, we want that alien.
That's so sad.
Right? I think it's super interesting that she's the last survivor. I think it's super cool that it's like a female and like,
yeah, it never really happens.
Right? She's a fucking badass.
This is before Tomb Raider days.
Yeah, it's true. And like, I guess it does kind of happen in like slasher flicks, but this is before that, right? So
yeah, but she's not that like.
Right, she's not. Yeah,
she's not like the profile of what you normally, you know, the crop top. Yeah, and the
she's very like everyday person. She's very like.
She's like, I have a fucking problem. I need to find my fucking cat. Yeah. And we need a blowtorch, and we gotta go. Like, she's so like, what is it like? Step by step oriented, yeah, which is nice. You need someone cool and collective, except. When she didn't go in the pod the first time.
Yeah.
She was an idiot.
Agreed.
And even when Buddy was a robot, I'd be like, this is sketchy. I'm fucking gone. And I would have left at that point too.
Yeah. So it's funny. When they destroy Ash, like when they're like fucking beating him up, it reminded me of another one of my favorite movies, which somehow did not make this list actually. And it would have been a really good movie to actually put with this. The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing. It's a fucking awesome horror movie if you've never seen it. Anybody who's never seen it, I fucking recommend it. It's one of my favorite horror movies. I don't know why I didn't put it on the list. But okay. And it's about a group of people who go to Antarctica for like a science expedition. Like they like go to like the American fucking science center, I guess, in Antarctica. Apparently there's a bunch of them. Like a bunch of countries have different ones, right? And what it's about is randomly... a dog is like running onto the American base, a random dog that came from nowhere. Like they're like, where the fuck does this dog come from? And a helicopter is following it and shooting at it. And then the helicopter like lands and then the guy tries to shoot the dog, but they shoot the guy. And then they find out that he's from the Norwegian Science Center, which is like the next one over. So they go there. And they find the place, like, burnt to the ground. And, like, it's like, what the fuck happened here? And, like, they find, like, this, like, alien creature that's all burnt up. And, like, what the fuck is going on? And then what it, like, there's not, it's not really a spoiler, but you find out pretty quickly that, like, this alien can replicate things. It, like, it's, like, can, like, change it. So the dog.
It was the alien.
Is the alien, right? And
it's a morpher.
Yeah. So it can take over anybody.
Personality, voices.
Anything. So like, but the thing that's cool is they have like a any part of its body, like every cell is a different, like organism.
Okay.
So like they do like a test, which is kind of a spoiler, but I apologize. But like, and it's like they take your blood and they put like a super hot coil in it. And if you're not infected, it'll just but if you are infected, the blood will try to run away from the hot coil. Because every single cell is its own thing.
Jesus.
So that's the thing. So like, I don't know. So it becomes a movie that's about like, who can you trust, right? And like, you don't know who's infected, you don't know who isn't kind of thing. But anyway, them killing Ash reminded me a lot of the alien, like them killing the aliens in that movie. So it's kind of nice little like, ooh, like, and I like that movie a lot. So
it's like
kinda,
Battle Royale. When right? You're like, can I trust you? I don't know.
Right.
Battle Royale was brutal.
Another thing that's, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but kind of, every alien movie has a robot character in it. Like it's not really a spoiler in the second one. Cause you find out that Bishop's very quickly, you find out that he's a robot. But all of their names are in alphabetical order, which I like. ABCD.
Oh, it's like the most useless fun fact.
Yeah. So there's one of the movies doesn't have a robot in it. So, but in
they fucked up.
I know, but the robot's in order in chronological order.
They fucked up.
Either way, let's talk about Jaws a little bit. So, okay. Alien. I love the movie. I think it's great. It sets up a lot of cool mythology with like the pilot and like the big alien, like What the fuck is that thing? I love the idea that it's like it's blood is acid. That's kind of cool. I love the fact that it's got an exoskeleton, like an insect. That's kind of cool. I like the fact that it's got a mouth within a mouth. It's like, what the fuck is that about? Also, the first like John Hurt scene where like the fucking alien comes out of his chest is fantastic. And they even replicate it in the movie Spaceballs.
Yeah, I kind of remember it. Not really.
There's a scene in the movie Spaceballs where they're at a diner, like the two main guys. And John Hurt is on the end of the diner, the exact same actor. And all of a sudden he just starts like doing like a... And then he like falls on the thing and then the alien comes out of his chest. And then the alien starts dancing. Like, and that's like the joke. But I don't know. I think it's funny that they got John Hurt to do it again. Like it's just, it's funny to see him. But either way, Jaws. I really like Richard Dreyfuss's character in this movie. Like the guy who shows up, who's like the,
Matt Hooper.
Yes. So like the, I don't even know what he is. He's like a scientist or something who like shows up to like,
well, I think he's a scientist with sharks. I don't know what it's called. Yeah. Right? So he was just
maybe like a marine biologist or oceanographer.
Yeah.
Or
but I don't think he would be a marine biologist cause he's not about everything. Yeah. It's just about sharks specifically. Maybe he is still a marine biologist. I don't know.
I don't know. I think he's a great character. And I like how the movie is realistically about three different guys. Like, once you get to, like, the second half of the movie, it's just these three guys for the rest of the movie. It's the hunter, the scientist, and then the cop, right?
So the guy who's trying to preserve it.
Yeah.
The guy who's like,
you know, I can kill it. I know.
We have tourism here. You gotta... And the one guy was like, I want to fucking kill it.
Yeah, I want to be the guy that kills it. Like, and I love that dynamic. So it's very funny. Just fun fact, the movie Chasing Amy, there's a scene in which three people are sitting around a table. It's Ben Affleck, Jason Lee, and Joey Lauren Adams, I believe her name is. The girl from Big Daddy. Anyway. And they're talking about scars that they've gotten during like sexual encounters, but it's filmed exactly like the scene from Jaws where they're talking about the scars that they've gotten during like hunting expeditions. It's the exact same
scene. It's not real. It's like scripted.
Yeah.
I was like, how many scars could these people have from sexual?
Like dumb things. Like somebody walked in and she closed her legs really tight and like it fucked up his neck so he could not.
Okay.
Like, and like there's one where it's like they were in a car and the car started rolling so she has like a scar on his leg. Like she like in Jaws, he puts his leg on the table and shows the scar. She does the exact same thing. Like, so, and it's filmed exactly like Jaws. And it's even funnier is the scene was actually written for the movie Mallrats. Kevin Smith's second movie, but the producers didn't really like it because it was talking about like fucking oral sex and stuff. So they cut it. But in that movie, the two main characters are Brody and T.S. Quint in Mallrats. And Jason Mewes, his character's last name was supposed to be Hooper. So it was supposed to be Brody, Quint, and Hooper talking about it. So I think that's a funny little bit. Like, so the only reason why in Mallrats those two guys are named Brody Bruce and T.S. Quint is because of this fucking scene that's supposed to be a Jaws reference
that wasn't even in it.
But anyway, I fucking digress.
That's a funny story. Oh, that kind of sucks. Well, I mean, he had every chance to put it in his movie, he chose not to.
Yeah,
it's not like someone else decided not to do it. It was his own choice.
It's true.
Which is a good thing. That's funny. That sucks. I don't even noticed. I haven't seen Mallrats in many years.
I love Mallrats. I'm a big fan.
That's the they were standing in front of like the pet store. No.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's like knocking on the glass of the puppies or whatever.
Bye, baby kitties.
Yeah, the kitties, the kittens.
Damn, Santa Bob, show some respect. And he does the.
I guess the glass.
Yeah.
I remember the movie, kinda.
Speaking of fucking movies that I saw too young, those movies I saw too young.
You saw them.
I was probably like 10 or I was probably like 11.
I know you have the Jesus bobbly head. I see it right now.
I love that Jesus bobbly
head. That's not from...
That's
it is.
That's from Dogma.
No, it is from Dogma.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he has it in his car.
Mm-hmm. All right. But Jaws.
I know, Jaws.
Jaws has a really cool fucking single take that I want to point out. There's a scene in which I believe it's him and the mayor are talking and they're on a boat. But it's not a boat. It's like a platform.
Yeah.
And it's one fucking single take and the two of them get on this platform and they start talking to each other and the platform moves across the lake or whatever. It's such a fucking good shot.
I didn't even know it was one take until you said
Yeah. Because it covers so much ground and like the background, so much happens and it's literally just two dudes talking. It's very clever. I once read this writing book and it was like, if you have two people talking about nothing, like it's just two people just fucking talking, have something interesting in the background. It's just like, because you need something to look at while you listen to these two people fucking talk. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
well, he was bringing his car to the other
That's night. What it was. Fuck, I was trying to remember. Okay, the reason why they're on this thing. Okay, exactly. So the example they gave was there's a movie called The Last Action Hero. And it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and he's like talking. He's like giving exposition about like what the fuck's going on. But while he's like talking, he keeps throwing dynamite out of the window. And like blowing people up, but it's like it's just one of those clever things where it's like they refer to it in the book as the Pope in the pool. It's like you have two people talking, and then in the background you have the Pope like stripped down to like his shorts and then fucking start swimming. So like you're listening to two people talk, but your brain is like, why the fuck is the Pope swimming in a pool? Like it's such a weird thing. It's like just like a. Oh. But anyway, this is a very 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 good version of that. It's two people talking, and they're. Pretty much laying out the whole plot of the movie. It's like fucking
I thought 4th of July is coming. The mayor was saying like, yeah, like you can't. Like this is about money, money, money.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, our city would have done this.
Oh my God.
100. Again, we live in Niagara Falls. If there was a mass murderer who only killed people on Clifton Hill,
yeah.
The mayor would still be like, eh, you have a 1 in a million shot.
Yeah.
Take the chance. Well,
it doesn't kill everybody.
Literally, like it's like, so, oh no, we notice he only kills people from the age 16 to like 54. Yeah. You got a chance. Like, it's just like, whenever he's talking. Come on, kids.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is so true. Like, yeah. I can feel the truth. That's what it would be like.
Oh, 100%. That's the thing, especially if that's when you make your money.
Right.
Like, other than that, this town, it survives off of what it makes this weekend. So it's like, so it kind of lays out the plot of the movie, right? Where it's like, we can't just fucking close down this beach. Like, that's suicide for us. Like, so.
So what frustrated me is they have the boats out in the water.
Yeah.
Because they were looking and they were like, if you see anything, let us know. And they spotted the two kids with the fin or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't they just put a net down? They were all out there anyways.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that would have been, like, the obvious fucking answer. We were in Jamaica. There was a fucking net. It was like, hey, some sharks might eat you. Don't go past the net. And we're all like, okay. We're all swimming in there. I don't know. I would have thought nothing of it. But now these boats are out there in open water. Idiots.
Yeah, it's true.
And look what happened. It's just like, you could have just saved the problem with...
I don't know. Will it stop a shark?
It would have...
It would have been fucking obvious that there's something there.
There you go. That's the thing.
Why is his neck coming towards me?
Literally. No. Not for them. For the boat. Because the boat would have been tucked. And the boat would have been like, oh shit, something's tugging on the net.
Yeah.
And then they would have known automatically. Rather than finding out when it was way too late.
It's true. We were actually talking about earlier today... this movie has a fucking awesome jump scare in it, too.
Oh, which fuck.
I've seen this movie so many times, and it still fucking gets
me. I never get jump scared anymore. Never. It's so rare. Man, when that fucking guy peeked out of that boat.
Yeah.
Woo! When he's getting the shark tooth.
Yeah. So
fucking got me.
It's like, because you expect it to be. See, I don't know what it is about it. I think it's because you expect it to be a shark. And then when it's a person, you're like, what the fuck? I don't know.
I knew the shark was going to be too big for the boat.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're not expecting... I was not expecting a fucking person.
No, definitely not.
I was expecting a shark underneath them to be like, hi. But not like, oh my God. And it was the noise. It's like that thriller, late 90s, that... Mm-hmm. Like that, like...
Yeah.
When a jump scare happens, that noise... I think that's what got me.
It's like, it almost feels like a studio note. Like someone's like, we got to have something happen. Like something. Scare me.
Nothing's been happening for an hour and 21 minutes. We got to put something in the middle to put them on their toes.
Also, Richard Dreyfuss in the fucking cage and the sharks coming at him is intense. It's yeah. Like, holy shit.
Well, that fucking moron, he saw how big it was.
I know, right?
Like, you had the tooth. This is your specialty. You can understand the tooth is 3 inches long. A shark has how many of these? Fuck. Yeah,
like rows of them.
We have a fucking problem. And you go in this little dinky, barely made fucking stupid cage. It's like by the most ghetto fisherman of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dude, true.
You fucking deserve that. Idiot. And then he drops the gun, and I just out loud, I was like, you fucking idiot.
Everything that's important, he drops.
You shark fucking tooth idiot.
Dropped. Yeah.
Screaming at him. Like, you have literally one fucking job. You didn't tie a rope to it on the top of the cage.
Right.
So in case you dropped it, it's like, oh, it's still there. Joke's on you, but no. Lord have mercy. Because here's a problem. With shit like that, I get it. Your anxiety. I have anxiety. It's fine. I get it. But when it's something that is for sure 100% going to kill me.
Oh, I don't fuck around.
I would not fuck around.
I wouldn't be in the fucking cage, though.
Oh, I would be.
Oh, no. I don't like sharks. I don't like water. Here's the thing. I'm not a fan.
Never like deep water.
I don't like the fact that there are things that are the size of skyscrapers down there. I don't like that. That's fucked up to me.
You know how far out you have to sure, see it again?
Sure, maybe. But like, I don't like the fact that like, I don't even know. Most people in the, like, people don't know what the fuck's down there.
They just found a squid that was like 26 feet long or something.
What the fuck, man?
You know what? Okay.
Imagine there was just things that walked on the earth that was like, that walked with hind legs that were like fucking 30 feet tall. Just like,
the mist?
Yeah, I'd be like, just like, oh, there's a fucking thing that's going to crush me now. Great. Like, I don't fucking go down there because they don't come to me.
So here's the thing. I agree with you. I will not go in the water on beaches if there's a storm, when the waves are like 6 feet high, like, what the fuck are you bringing in? If it's like a little dinky wave, I'd be like, whatever. But we're talking about 6 feet, and there's a bunch of you because it's a storm. You've been in Florida for storms. They're fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like, I don't even know what you're bringing up to the beach. I'm not going to go in. And I won't go in all day and the next day. But yeah, see, that's how we belong in the Caribbean, where we could see straight to the it's floor. True. If we swim out like 20 minutes, we could still see straight through. And the fish are so colorful and pretty and like, hi.
Oh man, true story. When we were in Florida a couple years ago, and we were in the water, and our older sister, so the third sibling, third Candace sibling, was facing outwards, and I was facing the beach. And we were just talking. There was like a couple of us. And she was like, oh my fuck. And I'm like, what? And she's like, Steven, I don't want to alarm you, but I think I may have saw a fin.
By the point of I don't want to alarm, I would have already been gone.
I think she got, the word, she got the sentence out. I fucking swear to God, I blacked out. I was just on the beach all of a sudden. And like, it's been described to me as like, I threw people in front of me. I was just running as fast as I could. The thing about it is,
have the body of Peter Griffin. Like, right? No! Right? Trying to get back.
So I turn around.
Oh, my side. I'm laughing too much.
So I turn around and it turns out to be a dolphin.
I know.
And everybody's like taking pictures with the dolphin. And I was like, fuck that dolphin. Nope. I'm out of there. My wife's like, thanks for ditching me. Listen, all right.
I would have ditched Dill.
Listen, yeah, when it comes to that escape pod, you're right. I'm fucking in the escape pod. I'm
not
dancing around this situation.
Okay, so I was living in Florida for like a month or two just because I wanted to. And I was sitting on the beach with a friend of mine and he grabbed my hand so hard and he yanked me into the water and we're running full speed at a fin. Everybody else was running out, but we were running in because he knew. And it was like only he would know because he's from Florida. Yeah. He sees us every fucking day. But with people like you, me, or Shay, I'm like, that. Why? But he was a big ass man. And I'm like, dude, no, 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 no. And he's like, let's go, tugging at me. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, what the fuck is, like, he knows. Yeah, and it's just funny that I would have thought the same thing. I would have thought it was a shark. Oh, shit. It reminds me of our sister. I was at a haunted house and there's this jump scare photo. And the photo was of her husband standing still, hands up at the picture, got scared. And it was just her feet. Because her body was out of the photo because she ditched him so fast. She's like, nope, I'm fucking out. And she, best photo
it's
ever.
It's very funny. I've seen the photo. It's very
man,
funny.
She fucking ditched him so bad. But yes, the fact of sharks and fish and the fact of being in a boat and having a 21-foot shark.
Yeah.
That boggles me. That's four aliens on top of each other.
It's true. But I don't... Yeah.
No, 7, 14, 21. No, it's three aliens.
I find alien more dangerous, though. He can, like, climb walls and shit.
I guess.
And he's got alien... He's got fucking acid blood.
You know what? The shark probably wouldn't even have done anything until, like, they, like, harpoon it and shit.
Yeah.
And they're just pissing it off. And they're like, oh... One's not enough. Let's do another one. Let's do another one.
Yeah, the shark's like kind of floating around. Like, you know what? I feel like some fucking fish sticks tonight. And all of a sudden, whoosh, ah, what the fuck?
Literally. Maybe he joined the Finding Nemo gang of fish are friends, not food. And he was going to be vegetarian. And then these fucking humans were like, uh-uh. Like, you don't know.
P. Sherman from Wally Way, Sydney.
Yeah, Wally Way, Sydney. Like... You know what? The movie was okay. I do love how they did the shark scene with a mechanical shark. Like, that's amazing. Most people don't put that time and effort anymore.
Agreed.
But the movie was just okay.
If it was made today, it would have been like a CGI shark for sure.
It was way too long for me. It was just too drawn out. And I was like, and I already knew that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, here we go. Like, I'm going to put it on. I'm going to go... fuck around for 20 minutes and I'll come back.
Yeah.
I'll be in the same fucking spot as I was.
Okay. I always watch this movie and think it's based off of a book. Like, what the fuck is that book about? Like,
that's a very good question.
Yeah, you ever watch a movie and think, like, this would not make a good book?
What would, like, the whole hour and a half would be like three pages because it'd be like, you can't ruin season time. The girl got eight.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Don't ruin season time.
It'd be like a slasher film being a book. Like, what makes it great is watching fucking people get slashed.
See, Freddy Krueger is like that for me, where it's like, you can't explain the nightmarish things in the movie in a book.
Yeah.
The way, like, Silent Hill, perfect example. How would you explain Silent Hill, the wallpaper?
Yeah.
Like, melting up? And shit, how do you explain that when it goes dark and there's like barbed fences and shit? You can't. You can, but when you see it, you're like
holy fuck.
Oh my God. Like, there's just some things you just cannot describe. Mm-hmm. That would be the most boring fucking book of all time. Because then you're like, they got the shark.
Oh, the shark.
That's it.
Comes up for a second and he responds by saying, we're going to need a bigger boat.
I wonder if that's in the book, that line. I think that line was that line?
But this is the second movie to star Roy Scheider.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Well, Scheider.
Scheider?
Yeah.
Scheider, whatever his fucking name is. And he's great in both fucking movies we watched.
The other
episode was first quarter episode. What the fuck is that movie
it
called?
It wasn't Fargo.
No. The French Connection.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
He was really good in it. He plays like the other cat. Like there's Gene Hackman, and then he's the second one.
I didn't even know that.
But anyway.
Well, obviously I did, but
yeah,
totally. I didn't really like that movie either.
Yeah.
So I'm not having a great time, I guess. I'm having an okay time. Seven and Memento. That was like my fucking episode.
That's your jam right there.
That's my episode.
All right.
Well,
I'm done.
Sorry, Alien. I definitely did not like you.
Here's the thing. I like Alien a lot. I like Jaws a lot.
The idea of Alien as a creature is fucking cool.
Yeah.
The way the alien looks is fucking cool. I never said it wasn't. That's a badass creature.
Agreed.
it's the movie. It's too long. And they killed it off way too quick. And it was like, okay, cool. That's it. This thing killed eight. How many people? Five people? Killed like five different people.
Yeah, maybe six people.
And
so Kane was killed by the alien, yeah. So that when it was like an infant, killed yeah. it. Ash was killed by everybody else. So Kane, the captain, I don't remember his name, the black guy, the dumb girl, and then Sigourney Weaver survived. So four people.
So yeah, and it just that's it. She yeah. vacuum sealed it out. Bullshit.
Yeah. And like I said, she does it in the second one.
It's so fucking stupid.
Except the second one, it's like cranked to 12. Like I said, it's like they took the first one, cranked to 12. The second one, she's wearing a fucking mech suit while she does it.
You're not making it
better. It's fucking cool.
It's fucking cool.
It's actually another one of like cinema's like greatest movie lines. I'm going to butcher it because it's one of two ways to say it. But there's a little girl. But the alien's not just an alien, it's the queen alien. So okay. she's the one who lays the eggs.
Sorry, I did an eye roll there.
Okay. So she's huge. So she's right about to kill the little girl, and then Ripley walks out in the giant mech suit. And she's like...
Mech suit is like the big armor
Like a
thing,
robot suit.
Like Avatar?
Exactly like Avatar, actually. Because okay. it's from the same director, right? So James Cameron.
Oh yeah, James Cameron yeah. did Aliens.
So
yeah.
So she walks out and then she's like, she either says get away or stay away. I'm not really sure which one. But she's like, get away from her, you bitch! and then the alien looks at her and then she fights the alien with the mech suit. But she does the same thing where she like throws it out of the... That happens in a lot of alien movies, actually. Not that I'm thinking about it. They open the escape pod and then like they open like the door and throw the fucking alien out.
Well, at least it has something to eat because their buddy is in space.
Somewhere. Right? Yeah, like any...
Vacuum sealed him out, too.
Actually, any alien movie that takes place in space, that's how they fucking kill it.
How else? What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, Alien 3 takes place on a planet, so...
And you can't slice the alien because the it's acid... Made of,
yeah. So
she's in her little gateway pod and it's melting and she's like...
Yeah.
Oh, well, Jonesy, here we go.
The third one, they actually have a really cool idea where they cover it in like metal, I want to say, and then they like shoot water at it so it freezes.
That's
so
cool.
So it like freezes in place, but it doesn't work because it's still a fucking really cool idea. It's like, oh, that's a good idea. And then they, maybe that is how they kill it actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I want to say they fucking burn it, though. I want to say it's like...
Whoa. And this is where Steven watches every Alien movie tonight. I'm going to watch Alien tonight. Yeah.
That's happening. Anywho. All right, I'm done. You?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, actually, real quick shout out. Ridley Scott did Alien.
And yeah.
He's, I think, our only Ridley Scott movie, so I kind of... No, there's another one. You know what? I forgot about another one. So, we'll see him again on the list, but Ridley Scott's fantastic, so it's nice to see him... on the list. That's all good. Okay. Bye, 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 bye.
Are you sure that's it?
That's it. That's all good.
Boy, 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 boy. Boy.